Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 458, 453 through 458, 512. One transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes March 16, 2020, and executive session minutes for March 16, 2020.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 16, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I've not seen the executive, have you?
I don't have a copy of it.
Right here.
Can you just look? Is it just a typical in and out people?
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 16, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I've got MoDOT monthly update. I don't see anybody here.
She called and they won't be coming for a while until further notice.
All right. Emergency government proclamation of the state of emergency in Taney County, Missouri.
Let me go ahead and read the resolution.
We have a resolution prepared to read. And then goes on. Go ahead.
Resolution of the Taney County Commission and declaration of state of emergency due to coronavirus. Whereas on March 13, 2020, the President of the United States declared the COVID-19 outbreak a national emergency. Whereas on March 13, 2020, the Governor of Missouri declared a state of emergency exists in the state of Missouri to address the COVID-19 to prevent a substantial risk to public health and safety. And whereas on March 15, 2020, Center for Disease Control and the Governor recommended the cancellation or suspension of public events with more than 50 people. And whereas on March 16, 2020, the President of the United States issued guidelines encouraging the public for the next 15 days to avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people, and to avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, and food courts, and instead use drive-through pickup or delivery options. And whereas the Taney County Commission has been advised that there have been confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in counties adjoining Taney County, Missouri. And whereas COVID-19 can result in mild or severe symptoms with the elderly population and those with serious underlying health conditions being most at risk from COVID-19, which in some cases may be fatal. And whereas COVID-19 is highly contagious and is spread through close contact between persons and respiratory transmission and poses a serious health risk for Taney County residents and visitors. And whereas any large gathering of persons may accelerate the spread of infection in Taney County, Missouri and pose a risk to the health of our community. And whereas the continued spread of COVID-19 constitutes a natural calamity and presents an imminent threat of widespread illness which requires emergency action. And whereas the Taney County Commission on this 23rd day of March 2020 at a meeting duly called, noticed, and held considers the matter of declaring a public health emergency to address the 2019 novel coronavirus, COVID-19. And whereas on or about March 21st, 2020, the Director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, finding it necessary to protect public health and prevent the further spread of COVID-19, pursuant to the authority granted under Section 192.020 RSMO, entered the following. In accordance with the guidelines from the President of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, every person in the state of Missouri shall avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people, For purposes of this order, social gatherings shall mean any planned or spontaneous event or convening that would bring together more than 10 people in a single space at the same time. In accordance with the guidelines from the President and the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, every person in the state of Missouri shall avoid eating or drinking at restaurants, bars, or food courts, provided, however, that the use of drive-through, pickup, or delivery options is allowed throughout the duration of this order. In accordance with the guidelines from the President and the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, people shall not visit nursing homes, long-term care facilities, retirement homes, or assisted living homes unless to provide critical assistance. In accordance with the guidelines from the President and the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, schools shall remain closed. This order does not prohibit schools from providing child care and food and nutritional services for those children that qualify. Teachers and staff may enter the building as long as they follow the directives set forth in this order. Whereas the order provides that it does not prohibit people from visiting a variety of places, including grocery stores, gas stations, parks, and banks, so long as necessary precautions are taken and maintained to reduce the transmission of COVID-19, including maintaining at least 6 feet of distance between all individuals that are not family members. Whereas the order further provides that for offices and workplaces that remain open, individuals shall practice good hygiene and, where feasible, work from home in order to achieve optimum isolation from COVID-19. And the more that people reduce their public contact, the sooner COVID-19 will be contained and the sooner this order will expire. Whereas pursuant to the order, local public health authorities are hereby directed to carry out and enforce the provisions of this order by means of civil proceedings. Whereas the order will take effect beginning 12:01 a.m. Monday, March 23, 2020, and remain in effect until 12:01 a.m. Monday, April 6, 2020, unless extended by further order of the Director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, with said extensions not to exceed the duration of the effective period of Executive Order 20-02. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, as follows. It is hereby resolved declaring a state of emergency in Taney County effective March 23, 2020 to control the spread of COVID-19, to protect the safety and welfare of the citizens of Taney County, Missouri, and to acknowledge the findings, recommendations, and order of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. It is further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be filed in the office of the Taney County Clerk before 5 p.m. this date, and copies of said resolution shall be printed and available for distribution to the public in the office of the County Clerk. And a copy of this resolution shall be published in a newspaper in the county for 3 successive weeks, not later than 30 days after the entry thereof. And then adopted by the Taney County Commission it would be the 23rd day of March 2020, mm-hmm. whenever we vote on it.
Any questions or comments?
Come on up.
I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you for your approval or acknowledgement of the assessor's plan to limit face-to-face in our office, in the assessor's office. And we left the door open a little bit, well, the rest of the day, Friday. But I've closed the door, and so we are sticking to that. No face-to-face. If somebody should come to the office, they can knock on the door. We have a note so that they can get service. I'll take my phone out to them, and they can call in because they can do everything over the telephone, so we have less contact. I hate to do it with her present, but I'd like to brag on our collector. She did a day or two before, as you all know, put up a little gate thing there at her office to help with the social distancing thing. Appreciate her leadership there. I'm sure I would ask the question, does the commission have any comments about your thoughts? I know there's questions out there, and they're hard questions to answer. Where you go is a tough nut to crack, but anyway, if you have any comments, you know, we're concerned about the citizens we serve, but also the employees that are doing that job. If you have anything, I'm sure everybody would love to hear it. Again, thanks for your support.
I think that's the reason for this ordinance is throughout the county, because some cities have passed ordinances. We want to stay in sync with what the federal and state is doing. And this ordinance does that. It stays with what come from the state of Missouri. And I have no problems with the ordinance. It's been reported that there's maybe some out in the county that had a large event with a lot of cars and everything that was outside of the control of City of Branson, City of Hollister. This ordinance should stop that, limit it to the 10 people and to having their space.
Question. Is it going to limit you here? Well, we got 15 in there.
Does not include, it provides for offices and workplaces to remain open and so forth and to use good hygiene. So
you guys have self spread out quite a bit, so.
And you did that on your own. And what doctors are saying that you listen to from, we were talking earlier from John Hopkins University, and also I'll take the time if you read the last thing that Governor Parsons said, and I went on the state health to see if there'd been any change in his feeling on this. And it still said, I won't, this is Governor Parsons. And it comes down from Fed, too. I want to emphasize that we're all together in this. Missouri continues to work closely with both federal and local officials in order to maximize coordination and tailor our response appropriately. It takes all of us at the local, state, and federal, I'm going to add to that, and county level, along with neighbors, family, and fellow citizens to use common sense and personal responsibility to work through these tough times and protect the health and safety of all Missourians. Governor Parsons was given that in response to asking about closing the state or closing things. And there's disagreements at the level among doctors whether that's in the best interest of the citizens. But everyone has to work together, take responsibility, and realize that they may be risking one of their loved ones if they don't take that responsibility, which that's been stated by professionals on that. And I heard one ask, what's the penalty if we don't do so-and-so? The answer was you're risking death of maybe a loved one. So everyone take responsibility. I think we all have elderly parents or loved ones somewhere, and we know that to curtail it, we all have to be responsible. I am fine with the order.
This resolution is. I'm prepared to vote on this resolution. I agree with everything in here, and we need to all follow the resolution.
Then, if there's no comment,
I've got a question. Is with this resolution, is the county going to follow suit as other counties have and close the county courthouse to the public, or is it still a work in progress type?
What other counties are you speaking about, Wesley?
I've heard Boone County's closed to the public, and I heard one other county, but I cannot name it off the top of my head.
And Camden County, was it?
It might have been Camden County.
So several counties
before. Camden did just get their first case certified, I understand. And from our director of Camden County Health Department, I've been told that we have no certified cases in Taney County at this time, but we all know it's only a matter of time as the testing goes. Is that correct?
So on my way over here, I did receive a phone hookup. So as of this morning, about 15 minutes ago,